message is given in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen. As I mentioned earlier, today is the second to the last sermon in my sermon series on the book of Romans. If at all possible, I strongly encourage you to attend the service next Sunday for the last sermon in this series, because during next Sunday's sermon, I will sum up the basic points of the book of Romans. But as for today's sermon, the text is Romans chapter 15. And let me say right up front that I could easily preach several sermons on this chapter because this chapter deals with various subjects. Having said that, I've decided to sum up Romans chapter 15 in a brief manner by focusing on what Paul says in Romans chapter 15, verse 4. Let me read those words for you again. For everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, so that through endurance and the encouragement of the Scriptures, we might have hope. Did you hear what Paul said? The Scriptures give us encouragement. But how do they do that? Well, the Scriptures encourage us by pointing us to God's promises. His promises that are ultimately fulfilled in Christ and what He did for us. For example, in Romans chapter 15, verse 3, Paul writes these words. For even Christ did not please himself, but as it is written, the insults of those who insult you have fallen on me. Now here, Paul quotes from Psalm 69, where King David writes about how he is being persecuted because he is striving to be faithful to God. Well, what is true for King David is even more true for the son of David. And the son of David is the promised Savior who was to come through David's family line, Jesus the Christ, our Lord. You see, Jesus was willing to be faithful to God and speak his truth, and as a result, Jesus suffered the insults of those who hated God's truth. So Paul's point in today's reading is that Psalm 69 and the entire Old Testament is ultimately a picture and a prophecy of Jesus and his work for us. In fact, Paul speaks of this very thing at the beginning of Romans chapter 1. Listen to this. Paul, a servant of Christ Jesus, called to be an apostle and set apart for the gospel of God, the gospel he promised beforehand through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures regarding his Son. Now do you see why God wants us to study Holy Scripture, including the Old Testament? The reason is that all that was written in the past, all that was written in the Old Testament was for your sake, to point you to Christ and all that he's done for you. You know what that means, don't you? The Old Testament is not a boring history of ancient people that does not relate to our lives today. By no means. The Old Testament is your history. It's your history because beginning with creation itself in the book of Genesis, God traces out his plan throughout history, his plan to save you from your sins through his Son, promised in the Old Testament scriptures. I'd like you to listen to what Paul writes about this in 2 Timothy chapter 3. Listen closely. Continue in what you have learned and have become convinced of, because you know those from whom you learned it, and how from infancy you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. Did you hear that? Scripture is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. We learn many, many important things when we study Holy Scripture. But most of all, as Paul says, Scripture makes us wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. That is the main reason Scripture encourages us. Scripture points us to Jesus and His work for us. Therefore, I would encourage all of you to get involved in a daily Bible reading routine if you're not doing this already. Of course, I know what some of you may say. You may say, Pastor, I know that's a good idea, but I'm so busy. I don't have time to read the Bible every day. Well, I understand. I'm busy too. But the fact is, we all have the same amount of time. 24 hours in a day. Therefore, it comes down to priorities, really. What's important for us? We'll make time for whatever's important for us. My friends, I'm convinced that we all have plenty of time to read the Bible every day, even if it's for just 15 minutes. We can do this because there are plenty of things we all make time for every day, and yet none of those things are as important as making time to read Holy Scripture so that we might be encouraged in our faith. In fact, one thing that will help you to do this is to make sure that you don't think of Bible reading as some burdensome duty that you must perform. You see, that kind of attitude comes from the devil. Instead, think of daily Bible reading as a gift that you get to receive. You see, reading Scripture gives you the opportunity to be blessed with encouragement. Of course, some people may say to me, "But Pastor, there's so much in the Bible I just don't understand. I can't figure out how it all fits together. I don't see how it relates to my life today. So why should I bother?" Well, my response is as follows. First, I agree that you might not understand everything that you read in the Bible, but that's exactly why you need to study it on a regular basis, so that you can eventually understand its message and how it relates to your life today. Secondly, you need to know that there are tools available to help you understand the Bible's message. For example, I'd encourage you to get a copy of the new Lutheran Study Bible available from Concordia Publishing House. You can order it online, or you can get it by calling their 800 number, which I can provide for you if you need it. The neat thing about the Lutheran Study Bible is that it's filled with articles and notes and commentaries that will help you understand particular passages within their context. Finally, if you do have a hard time understanding parts of the Bible, you can come to me with your questions. That's one of the reasons I'm here as your pastor. I'll do my best to answer your questions, and if I don't happen to know the answer to your question right off the top of my head, I'll do some research and get back to you. In addition, I'd also like to say that I would love all of you to consider attending the Bible classes I offer, especially on Sunday mornings. You see, during services, I have approximately 20 minutes, give or take, to preach on a text. But during Bible class, I have an entire hour to explain the details of a biblical text and answer any questions that you may have. You see, as your pastor, I'm here to give you encouragement from the Holy Scriptures. And one of the ways I can give you that encouragement is during Bible class, as we examine the Scriptures thoroughly together. In fact, the scriptures reveal to you your place in God's salvation history. A history that is His story, Christ's story. With that understood, allow me to sum up very briefly some of the important points Paul makes in today's reading from Romans chapter 15. First, Paul begins today's reading by summing up what he taught us in Romans chapter 14, which was the basis for my sermon last Sunday. Simply put, as people who have forgiveness and the hope of eternal life and God's love because of Jesus, we are now set free to love and serve others as Christ loves and serves us. That's why Paul writes these words. Each of us should please his neighbor for his good to build him up. Now, this does not mean that we become people pleasers. This does not mean that we affirm people even when they're doing wrong. No. Instead, Paul means that we should be willing to serve others and seek their good, just as Christ serves us and seeks our good. In fact, this is the opposite of the devil's message so prevalent in our culture today. A message that says we should put ourselves first and even use others to meet our selfish goals in life. But in contrast, Scripture encourages us to be like Jesus. Jesus who forgives and loves us. Paul then goes on to talk about the importance of Christians being unified as we follow Christ. Now please understand, this does not mean that we agree to disagree as we tolerate error and false teaching for the sake of human unity. No, not at all. That kind of human unity that tolerates false teaching, that's far too common today, and God is not pleased with it. Instead, the spirit of unity that God desires is a unity created by Holy Scripture. You see, as we unite ourselves around the teaching of God's Word revealed in Holy Scripture, we will then, with one heart and one mouth, glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's another reason for us to study the Scriptures together. Because as God's Word shapes us, He thereby unites us as one body in Christ. Now the next thing that Paul goes on to teach takes up most of Romans chapter 15, and for me, this is the most encouraging part of this text. To sum up this section briefly, Paul teaches us that the Old Testament scriptures show us how God chose the Jews to be his instrument through which he would bring God's truth to all people in this world. In other words, the Old Testament clearly teaches that God's plan has always been to save all people through his Son who came into this world through the Jews. Now, why did Paul even need to stress this point? Well, sadly, back then, there were some Jewish people who had misinterpreted the Old Testament by selective reading. You see, they wrongly concluded that God loved only faithful Jews and he didn't care about anybody else. But Paul corrects them with their own Old Testament. Paul quotes several passages from the Old Testament to show clearly that God planned to use the Jews to bring salvation to the Gentiles. And of course, that word Gentile refers to every other human being who's not Jewish. So now, do you understand what I mean when I say that the Old Testament is your history? The Old Testament shows us God's plan to save all people from sin through his Son. God entrusted his word to the Jews, and he promised that the Savior of all people would come through the Jews. Therefore, the Old Testament, which God used the Jews to write and preserve, the Old Testament is meant for all people, because the Old Testament lays out God's plan of salvation in Christ. And this salvation is meant for all people, therefore it is meant for you. In fact, the Old Testament scriptures encourage us because they reveal to us God's plan to save all people through Jesus. In fact, you need to know that you can't even understand the New Testament without the Old Testament. And it's the reverse as well. The Old Testament makes no sense unless you see how it is fulfilled in the New Testament, in Jesus. That's why this entire sermon series had the title, The Romans Roadmap. You see, the book of Romans is like a map. A map that directs us through the Old Testament and shows us how it leads us to Jesus and all that he's done for us. Finally, Paul spends the rest of Romans chapter 15 to explain to the church of Rome how he hopes to visit them and receive support from them so that he can continue Christ's great commission by bringing the gospel to Spain. You see, at that point in history, Spain and everything north of it was pagan territory. You know, a lot of us here today have German or Scandinavian ancestry. Guess what? At that point in history, our ancestors were idol-worshipping barbarian pagans. They didn't have Christ. They didn't have hope in the world. Imagine if no one had ever brought the gospel to them. If that were the case, we would very likely be unbelievers to this day. But because Paul brought the gospel to Spain, and because others eventually brought the gospel to Germany and Norway and Sweden and England and other parts of the world, because of that mission, some of those people were brought to faith in Christ. And they passed on that faith to their children and their children to their children. And here we are today. Paul also encourages the Church of Rome to give a special offering to help the Jewish Christians in Jerusalem. And I emphasize Jewish Christians. In our reading, Paul says that since the people in Rome who were Gentiles had benefited spiritually from the message of the Jews, then it behooved them to help the Jews who were being persecuted in Jerusalem by meeting their physical needs. But you have to understand that the Jews in the Jerusalem area that Paul was talking about were Jewish Christians. The reason I stress that is that some people today wrongly use this text to suggest that we should send millions of dollars to the modern nation of Israel. Now, whatever your political views about Israel are, that's neither here nor there. The point is, this text is not talking about modern-day Jews who reject Jesus. This text was talking about Jews in Jerusalem who were Christians, who understood that the Old Testament leaded them to Jesus. And they shared that good news about Jesus with the Gentiles because those Jews who were Christians understood that the Old Testament wanted the Gentiles to be saved too. That's what Paul means when he says that the Gentiles of Rome were blessed spiritually by the Jews. He's referring to the Christian Jews in Jerusalem of that time. Therefore, Paul says, in thanksgiving for receiving the good news about Jesus from them, would you find it within your heart to help them in their time of need? Because you see, these Jewish Christians in Jerusalem were being persecuted by the unbelieving Jews who had rejected Jesus. Many of those Jewish Christians lost their jobs. They were driven from their homes. They were living in refugee camps in the wilderness simply because they acknowledged that Jesus was the center of the Old Testament. So Paul encourages them to help their fellow Christians. And in the same way today, we still have the joyful opportunity to help our fellow Christians in their time of need. One way we're doing that is by supporting our brothers and sisters in our Missouri Synod Lutheran Church in Joplin who are suffering because of the tornado. Finally, Paul ends Romans chapter 15 with these words. The God of peace be with you all. Amen. My friends, God has given you peace because he sent his Son to be your Savior. Because of Jesus, your many sins are forgiven. Because of Jesus, you are at peace with God. Because of Jesus, you have nothing to fear. Because not even death can separate you from God's love and the hope of eternal life you have in Christ. My friends, we live in tough times. Not only do we have to face all the problems common to all humans who live in this cursed world, but on top of that, we Christians may sometimes suffer additional persecution of various kinds as we witness for Jesus and strive to live for him. But in the midst of all of the difficulties that we face, God gives us encouragement from his Holy Scriptures, which teach us so many good and so many important things, but especially they teach us about the mercy, the love, and the hope that we have in Jesus, our Lord and Savior. So my friends, give thanks to God every day that you have his Holy Scriptures in the English language. There are people in the world today who do not have the Holy Scriptures in their language. But we do. And we should not take that for granted. Instead, we should thank God every day that we have his Holy Word in a language we can read. We should give thanks to God every day that we have the joy and privilege of reading those Holy Scriptures. That we have the joy and privilege of attending a church where God's Holy Scriptures are taught and preached faithfully. So my friends, when you leave today, always remember Paul's words. Everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, so that through endurance and the encouragement of the Scriptures, we might have hope. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all our understanding, guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen.